every day.
Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile FM.
I don't know about you, but a lot of households are doing a bit of DIY with all this weather that's happened. Fixing parts of the house that you've discovered where maybe little things like leaks and little things like all kinds of
gutters
that are correct. 100%, 100%. Do you guys have a toolbox at home?
Yes, we do.
Do you?
Yeah, but it never gets used, though.
Really? Is it not? Do you have a go-to tool at home? Like, we've got a star screwdriver in our top drawer as you come in on the right-hand side that's used for everything. Like, everything, even opening boxes, I will go to the star screwdriver. And I've got a house that's got like 14,000 knives.
Yeah, right? I was just about to say, our knife in the drawer, that's my tool.
13,999 we're not allowed to even cut things with. But we've got a star screwdriver, and it's used for everything. Everything, like literally everything. And then I've got about three Leathermans. Ugh. A Leatherman is probably the best tool for everything. Mm. For literally everything. There's nothing you can't probably drill a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
But if you tried long enough and hard enough, you probably would. But do you have a toolbox?
My dad visited me a few years ago and he was shocked that I didn't have a drill.
Yeah.
So he bought me one.
Yeah.
And I've never needed it. I've never used it.
It's almost your rite of passage.
It is. He was like, you can't not have a drill.
Yeah. Scissors will go a long way to opening a lot of things. I open bags of wood with scissors and then I get moaned.
Chef's knife.
Yeah. That's the scissors for whatever. I'm like, well.
Sharp enough.
It cuts things, doesn't it? Four in 10 people under the age of 40 do not own their own toolbox. A further 65% have used an object from around the home to try and get the job done. So you know, like when you're looking, it's like when you're looking for the toothpicks and you can never find them. And they should be in the cupboard where they're never there. So you find a piece of paper. Of itsy.
Yeah.
Crap in your tongue.
Sticky garing up.
Oh, that's right.
72% of respondents in this kind of a test have at least have called their dads or other parents to come and help them with DIY situations around the house.
Natuurlijk. Wow, hulle gaan moet ver van ver af kom.
Yo. 51% admitted to having to call out a professional to fix the problem as a result of their own bungles. Messed up themselves. So what is your go-to? Well, is it a screwdriver? Is it a Leatherman? Is it a multi-tool? Is it an old... Oh, the worst part is when you go to knives in the drawer that you use for food, and then you use it to cut open boxes and a whole lot of things, and you think you can just rinse it quickly under the tap. Ah, I'm just going to rinse it quickly. Give it a quick wipe.
Of a butter mess, what's so deformed is.
Deformed is like a coin. I gebruik om my screwfies op te draai.
When I moved to Cape Town many years ago, I had nobody to help me, like, you know, set up, like, furniture and that, and when you get, like, buy the TV stands from the shop, it comes with, like, just the planks and the screws. I had no toolbox, no screwdriver, so the butter knife helped me there. Also, like, you know, plugs, like, when you have to put the screw in the plug, and, like, you know, the light bulb cover.
Yes.
Yeah, the butter knife saved me. Even opening mayo jars. And
100%. Have you upgraded since the butter knife, or is the butter knife still your go-to, Angelique?
I've upgraded to a husband now.
Lovely. Great tool to have.
Yes, but if he's not around, then I still go to the butter knife.
I love that.
So woman collects shoes, Sean collects indica tools.
She sent us a picture on our WhatsApp.
My word.
How many are there, Melissa?
I don't know, I lost count. We have leaf blowers, hedge cutters of various varieties, different screws, multiple battery packs. This is like, and nobody's allowed to touch it. There's a certain DIY shop or something on Pibberg Road near Maitland where his office is, and, you know, somehow his car just automatically goes there.
Listen,
I think they see him coming and they rub his hands and they're like, yes.
They're like, yeah, we've got something new
we'll
for
make,
him.
We'll make the quota for the month this month.
What I do love is that you are comprehensively covered for anything. Mm. Like, you've got literally something for anything that might go wrong or could go wrong ever.
No, I tell you, he's your guy if you need any kind of power tool.
I love that. Melissa, you say you're not allowed to go near any of them.
My son and I are not allowed to touch it because he knows where everything is. And, you know, we're guilty of never putting it back in the same spot where he knew
That's
it was.
True.
And you can see it's not...
organized. It's chaos.
It's chaos.
But it's piles and piles, but he knows where everything is and how to use everything. So God forbid we maybe pick up a drill. I have my own drill that I have to.
No.
I've been given a Bosch drill, and that's mine, and that's what I'm allowed to use.
But that is brilliant. I've got my own drill, she says.
Yeah, we have a toolbox in the house with the necessary screwdrivers, hammer, drill, hammer all that. But my toolbox is like my admin. It's always all over the place. So when you're looking for something, you can't find it because the last time you used it, you misplaced it somewhere. It's not in the toolbox. It's lying all over the place. Then you grab the nearest thing. The other go-to things are the knives. And my wife, let's just say that I have to buy a set of knives every year because I managed to mess it up.
Nothing beats my husband's Mary Poppins garage. There's literally a toolbox for every trade, whatever needs to be done, you name it. He goes into what we call the Mary Poppins garage, because it's just everything, and he comes out with these weird tools, shapes, everything, and whatever he needs to have done just gets done. Thanks, guys.
Andrew, you too. Lorenzo.
Good morning, Ryan and team. I've got a full cutlery set in my toolbox.
That's exactly it, right there. The full cutlery. Right inside the toolbox.
Wake up.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
It's the new way to get you going in the morning.
Smile 90.4 FM.